From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a joy to come your way on another edition of the Living Truth program on this Friday. Boy, I'll tell you what, time flies, doesn't it, anymore? It just seems like we started this particular series on being more than conquerors through Christ on Monday, and here it is Friday already. And I trust that you've been able to be there by the radio throughout the course of the week as we've been looking at Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, where it says, "Nay, in all these things, we, as Christians, are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And you see, this is in the context where the Apostle Paul is talking about the security that we have in the Lord. You go back to Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, and there you see that he says this, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." And so he lists a number of things that one may face in life. And then he goes on in verses 38 and 39, and he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We have great security in Christ, beloved. And that's why Paul said, as he said, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God in verse 37, "Nay, in all these things," in everything and anything we face in life as Christians, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now this week, we have noted the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors in salvation. We are more than conquerors in life. And yesterday I noticed that we are more than conquerors in death. Today, we're going to focus on the fact that as believers, we are more than conquerors in eternity. Now, yesterday we talked about the fact that we have victory over death through faith in Jesus Christ. But death itself is the door into eternity. Those who know Jesus Christ as Savior, when they walk through the door of death, they go to be with the Lord in heaven. And by the way, I'm one of those individuals, and I trust that you can say that you're one of those individuals as well. But those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, the door of death will take them into hell. And the Bible teaches us that hell will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. I want to ask you today, where will you spend eternity? If you would have died last night, would you be in heaven for eternity? Or would you be in hell, awaiting the lake of fire for eternity? You remember the account of the rich man and Lazarus back in Luke chapter 16. When death came upon all of them, when the rich man died, he went immediately into hell, in the torment of hell. Lazarus, when he died, he went into the presence of the Lord. What about you? Where will you go when you die as it relates to your eternal state? You know, when you go to the book of the Revelation, it talks about the eternal state of individuals. Those who don't know the Lord, and those who do know the Lord. For instance, in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, it talks about the fact that those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior will spend eternity in hell. You'll notice I want to begin reading with verse 11, and just allow me to read, and you listen. It says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You go over to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. It says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And then you go down to verse 27 of Revelation 21, after it talks about the beauty of the pearly gates of heaven and the glory of heaven. And it says in verse 27 of Revelation 21, "And there shall be in no wise enter into it," that is into heaven, the heavenly city, "anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Now here's the point. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. I know today we live in a time when people don't like to talk about that. We don't hear too many sermons on hell these days, do we? But hell is real. Hell is the place that the unsaved go to the moment that they die. And eventually, hell will be cast into the eternal lake of fire, just as we read there from Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. If you don't know Christ as Savior, you are on your way to hell today. If you would have died last night, you would be in hell right now. You say, "Pastor Gary, I don't like to think about that." Well, beloved, you better. Because without Christ, it's hell, the lake of fire, forever. But through faith in Jesus Christ, you can become more than a conqueror in eternity. Revelation chapters 21 and 22 speaks concerning what heaven is going to be like. Notice, if you would please, verses 4 and through 6 of Revelation chapter 21. It says, "In heaven, it says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Wow. You see, heaven is going to be a glorious place. You go back to verse 3 of Revelation 21. It says this, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Tremendous. You go to Revelation chapter 22, and notice what it says in verses 3 through 5, talking about heaven. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Yeah. As believers, we are more than conquerors in eternity. Let me ask you today, beloved, where will you spend eternity? You may say, "Well, Pastor Gary, I hope it will be heaven. Well, I can tell you how to be certain it will be heaven, and that is by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because you see, the moment you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, you have redemption. You have eternal life. You become more than a conqueror as it relates to eternity through your faith in Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, won't you call upon Him now and say, "Now, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me." It's not the words that save. The words are simply the expression of the heart. But if you say, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," and believe that, He will. And then you will become more than a conqueror in all of eternity. You see, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you're not going to be spending 0.1% of 1 second in hell. You will be absent from the body in the presence of the Lord forever. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you'll spend eternity in hell forever. Where do you want to spend eternity? Heaven or hell? Be honest with yourself. I'm certain that all of you want to spend eternity in heaven. So if you've never trusted Christ, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you today. And if you do that, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you for joining us today. Now go to church on Sunday, and then, the Lord willing, we will be back with you again Monday with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.